to your ability to eliminate that particular toxic metal. The use of mercury in the past was widespread in the gold industry. In the 1970s they found some gold in the sediments of the Amazon River. These days there's about 100 tonnes of gold mined each year out of those sediments. When I was in this small town in South Africa, I was reading about how they used to mine gold back then. They used to crush the quartz up to a powder. They would then take that powder, they would mix it with liquid mercury. They would do what this guy is doing here. Basically, they would put it into a steel vessel. They would put a open fire underneath it, and they'd heat the hang out of it. That then boils off all of the mercury, and then you're left behind with the gold. So it's a very effective way of taking a metal out of a solid and getting the pure metal. The only downside to it is you've taken a highly toxic metal and put all of it into the vapor phase. So there is a report in this particular newspaper where one guy got a bit close to the mercury vapor that was coming off his vessel and all of his teeth fell out after the experiment. So for the guys in the Amazon at the moment, things are not a lot better. So the amount released in the region typically each year is 100 tonnes of mercury into the atmosphere. In the dealer's shops where they'll carry out these sort of process, they've got values in terms of hundreds of micrograms per metre cubed, whereas the limit is nanograms per metre cubed. The sediments in the river now, so they extract the gold, and again, they've got most of it out, but they've contaminated the sediments dumped back into the river. Once it's back in the river, you've now got mercury in the river, and the bugs in the river then go to town on it. They then put it into the ecosystem by biomethylating it, and the whole thing is being pretty well trashed at the moment in certain parts.